In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We have come together to seek God's comfort in our sorrow, and to rejoice in the promise of the resurrection. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who said, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you wept at the grave of your friend Lazarus, and you consoled Mary and Martha in their distress. Draw near to us who mourn for Linda, and dry the tears of all who weep. Calm our troubled hearts, dispel our doubts and fears, and lead us to praise you for having brought her to faith. In your rising from the dead, you conquered death and opened the gates to eternal life. Strengthen us with your word, carry our burdens, and lead us through this earthly life until at last we are united with you and all the saints in glory everlasting. Amen. The hymns that we'll sing this afternoon were selected by the family. The first one is found in the red hymnal, number 360. It's based on Psalm 23, the Good Shepherd Psalm, hymn 360. To God's word for comfort and hope this afternoon. The first lesson from the Old Testament from Job chapter 19, where God had given his servant Job the solid conviction that because one day his Savior would stand body and soul in heaven, so would he. It's a comfort that the Lord's prophet yearns to share with you today. Oh, that my words were recorded, that they were written on a scroll, that they were inscribed with an iron tool on lead, or engraved in rock forever. I know that my Redeemer lives, and that in the end he will stand on the earth. And after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I will see God. I myself will see him with my own eyes, I and not another, how my heart yearns within me. This is the word of the Lord. And my devotion, my sermon for you this afternoon is based on the second lesson. It's from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. It's the great resurrection chapter of the Bible, where St. Paul takes the entire chapter to comfort not only his people, but also us, with the assurance that God has taken care of what causes us endless grief, endless worry, endless stress. What is going to happen when I die? What is going to happen on the last day? St. Paul gives you the encouragement, through faith in Jesus, you will stand with God forever, again, body and soul, as your Savior Jesus has conquered even death for you, for me, for all people. From 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I declare to you, brothers, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. In a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. This is the word of the Lord. And the gospel for this afternoon from Luke chapter 10 was chosen specifically by Stacy, as it sums up a true servant's heart, a servant's attitude, as Linda dedicated her time and her life to service, service to her friends, family, service to her church. We see what a love for God, love for Jesus looks like in this lesson from Luke chapter 10. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." This is the gospel of the Lord. Our next hymn is from the Blue Hymn Book, from the Blue Hymnal. It's number 727, a promise reminding us that there is a higher throne. There's a Savior looking out for us in a place that he has prepared for us. Number 727.
Thank you.
Linda Ruth Rentz was born on July 31st, 1948 in Minneapolis, Minnesota, to George and Eileen Longway. She was the oldest of two children. Her younger sister and best friend, Stacy, would be born 3 years later. Due to her father's work, the family moved often. Linda attended 22 different schools before graduating from Lake Forest High School in 1966. It was in her junior year of high school that Linda met the love of her life, Robert Rentz. Unfortunately, love would have to wait as Robert enlisted in the U.S. Army and was deployed to Vietnam from 1969 through 1970. It was during this time that Linda focused on her schooling. She attended nursing school at Lucknow Hospital and graduated with honors in 1970. Shortly after her graduation, Robert returned and the two were married on April 18, 1970. God blessed Robert and Linda with 46 years of marriage, friendship, and love. Linda's passion was people and caring for others. This made nursing the perfect field for her. Linda served as an OB nurse for 16 years until she hurt her back in 1986. God knew what he was doing. Although her official career as a nurse might have ended, her role of caring and support was just beginning. Linda invested her energy and newfound time in her family, church, and friends, helping her sister, Stacy, care for her three children, Andrea, Kimberly, and Jacqueline, as well as their best friends, Stacy and Melissa. The two sisters shared a friendship and love that served as an example to the children and anyone who spent time with them. Linda and Stacy often volunteered their time helping to teach VBS, Vacation Bible School, and Sunday School, as well as volunteering at the elementary school teaching children to read. A former staff minister at St. Mark's, Jim Holman, often referred to the two as Mary and Martha. He would say that they acted like Mary when they went into the church to learn, and Martha when they exited the church to serve. As time went on, Linda's role in the family changed, no longer the volunteer, but always ready to serve. As the family grew and she became a great aunt, she shared her wisdom and love with her great nieces and nephews, Morgan, Caitlin, Brian, Isaiah, and Halia. Each child holds a special memory of her, and their love for her will not be forgotten. In February 2015, Linda was diagnosed with ALS, and the disease slowly caused her body to deteriorate. Toward the end, Linda could no longer use her voice and would rely heavily on a machine to communicate her thoughts. Ever the witness, however, Linda would often use the machine to reflect this message: live each day like it's your last day on earth and your first day in heaven. That way, there's nothing to worry about. Today is a day to celebrate. We strive to follow her example, and we praise God that her suffering is no more, and the celebration has just begun. Jesus called Linda to himself on July 16th, 2016. Dear family and friends of Linda Rentz and her close family, her sister, and Robert. I mentioned that I was going to share some thoughts with you based on the second lesson for this afternoon from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And I was thinking about it that it is very difficult to find a more perfect servant. A more perfect servant than Linda Rentz. The more you get to know her, the more you see a servant's heart, you see a great big heart. Whether it was growing up very patiently following mom and dad here, there, and everywhere, growing up with a sibling, enjoying that friendship, growing that bond. And then later you saw that in life as she married Robert and she gave herself fully to him, to serving him as a faithful wife, supporting him in that role. Faithful for many years in a day and time when marriages don't last very often, a very faithful example of Linda's service also to her husband. She served many of you here at St. Mark's, and she served with you because she enjoyed also serving her church family. She enjoyed serving in a public capacity and informally as she shared kind words of thoughts and supports with many of you. It's difficult to find a more perfect servant. But there is one. There is a more perfect servant. And this servant, he didn't come from humble beginnings. In fact, this servant doesn't even have a beginning. This servant, although he owned everything and ruled over everything, everything was already his. He left all that, set all that aside for a little while to come down to this earth to be a servant. He was born in humble circumstances and he served his mom. He served Mary. He served his dad. He was obedient to them. He was respectful to them. As he grew up, he respected his father, Joseph, and helped out when he could. And then when the time was right, he began a public ministry for 3 years. He perfectly served his heavenly Father. He perfectly served those around him as he boldly taught about the kingdom of heaven, especially to those who were having a hard time with that message, who didn't want anything to do with his message of repentance and heaven. But he loved them anyway. He served them anyway. Boldly taught about the kingdom of God. He served the poor, he served the needy, people who had nothing to give him in return. He served the outcasts, he served the lowly, he served those who were rejected by everybody else. And then when the time was right, he served the world by giving his life on a cross. St. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 5:21, God made him, this servant, Jesus, who had no sin, to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. That is how he who owned everything and owed nobody anything became the perfect servant of the world. And by his life and by his death, he opened heaven to you, he opened heaven to me, he opened heaven to the world, he opened heaven to Linda. And he's not done serving. We have this promise in John chapter 14. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. So now imagine the perfect servant, Linda, even more perfect. Because now God made good on his promise to her that Jesus prepared a room for her in heaven, and she's there right now. She's with Jesus, serving Jesus, praising Jesus, waiting for you, waiting for me. Because the perfect servant Jesus served her and lived a perfect life for her. And paid for all of her sins. Because although she is the perfect servant, she would be the very first one to tell you how much she needed Jesus' forgiveness. And how much she appreciated the fact that Jesus served her and won forgiveness for her. And you probably know better than anyone growing up with her for a while, right? Although I'm sure it was always her fault. But you were not perfect siblings, and she knew that. And she was not a perfect wife to you, Robert, and she knew that. And as you served together, you probably saw some weaknesses and some flaws, but they were no different than yours, and they were no different than mine. And she enjoyed gathering for worship with you and throwing those failures, throwing those sins before Jesus and trusting that they were fully and freely forgiven, as are yours, as are mine. And that was probably one of the best parts of our visits, too, when we would come for our home devotions. She loved hearing how Jesus loved her and died for her. And how that comforted her and that strengthened her. Even as physical strength was failing her, the strength that she got from Jesus didn't. Because Jesus made a promise to her, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. And he didn't. He had a firm hold on her, she had a firm hold on him. And then when the time was right, Jesus called her from this earth and made her an even more perfect servant. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Can you imagine a more perfect Linda Rentz? Serving Jesus with zero fear, with zero guilt, with zero shame. The perishable body that was hurting and suffering is now imperishable. The mortal body that had its weaknesses is now an immortal body or will be with Jesus on the last day forever. A perfect servant with Jesus who again is waiting from you because Jesus promised through Job. Oh, that my words were recorded, that they were written on a scroll, that they were inscribed with an iron tool on lead or engraved in rock forever. I know that my Redeemer lives and that in the end he will stand on the earth. And after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I will see God. I myself will see him with my own eyes, I and not another. How my heart yearns within me. She's waiting for you. She's waiting for me. She's waiting for the resurrection where she can be with you again, when she can serve with you again, when she can be Mary and Martha up in heaven serving Jesus forever, with perfect bodies, perfect hearts, perfect minds forever. St. John wrote, "My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin, but if anyone does sin, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense, Christ Jesus, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world." She believed that promise, and she would have you trust that promise too, and anticipate the day that you get to be with her forever in heaven. I know it's more difficult for some of you than for others to hold on to that promise and to find comfort and hope in that promise. But Jesus promises he'll get you there. Maybe it'll take a day or two for anything that I've told you today to make any sense and to comfort you in any way. Maybe it'll take a couple weeks or a couple months. Or maybe it will take that day until he calls you to be with himself. But until then, he's not going to let go of you. He's not going to stop loving you and comforting you with this promise that there is a more perfect servant up in heaven today who wants to serve with you in heaven too. So until then, take St. Paul's words with you. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Linda found great joy in serving. You too can find great joy in serving one another. As you comfort one another today, as you mourn, as you weep with one another in the days and weeks ahead, that's a service in the Lord. As you continue to give yourselves to the congregation that she gave herself to, more so as you continue to give yourselves to Jesus the way that she gave herself to Jesus, find joy and comfort in doing so, knowing that the perfect servant served you first, and now you get a chance to love and serve him back by loving and serving one another. May the peace of the Lord Jesus comfort you today, tomorrow, and always. Amen. We continue with a confession of faith, a confession that Linda often made, a confession that she based her hope on, a confession that the Holy Spirit convinced her of. So we can join together in the confession of faith, the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Service continues with hymn 440, a hymn that reminds us God promises to carry us in difficult times. Hymn 440. Thank you. again approach our God in prayer. God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to bring life and eternal life in heaven to light. We give you thanks because by his death, Jesus destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection, has opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Make us certain that because Jesus lives, all those who know him and trust in him as Savior will also live. Deal kindly with those who mourn the passing of Linda. Move them to gather around your word for comfort. Be their strength. Speak to them through your word and remind them that neither life nor death, nor things present nor things to come, shall be able to separate anyone from your love, which is revealed to us in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our next hymn is Select Stanzas of Hymn 588. We'll sing verse 1, 2, and then 5 through 7.
house of the Lord take with you his blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. Amen. We share a blessing with each other with our closing hymn this afternoon, number 332. Number 332.
Good afternoon to all of you. My name is Pastor Jason Schmidt. I am one of two pastors here at St. Mark's. I had the honor of serving Linda and her family as their pastor, and I was pleased to share with you the peace, comfort, and hope of Jesus today, and I pray that that peace goes with you, not only this afternoon, but also every day. I will usher you out this afternoon, and the family invites you to join them for a light reception over in our gymnasium. If you go out this side door, you take a right. If you go out the back door, you take a left. And you can see where that reception is. So if you have an opportunity to stick around and maybe greet the family one more time, they would appreciate that.